Welcome to Perek Lamed of Sefer Divrei Hayomim Beis. The Beis HaMikdash had been opened on the 16th of Nisan, but that meant we missed the opportunity to do the Korban Pesach. So Chizkiah sends messengers throughout the kingdom of Yehuda, Yisrael, do tshuva, come together for Pesach Sheni in the month of Iyar in Yerushalayim. It's interesting, on Seder night we quote, when we eat the Hillel sandwich, Korech, we quote a posuk which is actually from Pesach Sheni. The Belzer Rebbe says, because it's a bit of a tefillah, saying now we've already missed Pesach Rishon. If we're doing Seder night, Kanireh, it seems like we aren't offering the Korban Pesach if we're at home on Seder night. Therefore, at least we should have Pesach Sheni in here. Amazing. Even though, you know, Chizkiah could have very well focused on the fact that we have a Beis HaMikdash. You know, it's amazing. 16th of Nisan, it's within Pesach, or not the Korban Pesach, but within Pesach. But no, Chizkiah says, we got to do what's right. Let's not kind of rest on our laurels. Let's go for Pesach Sheni. And that's what he does in the month of Iyar in Yerushalayim. Some places didn't welcome these messengers, but many did come to Yerushalayim. For Yehuda, Asher, Ephraim, Manasseh, Yisachar, Zulun, they come, they destroyed the private bombers, they bring Korban Pesach, even though some people were Tomei. Chizkiah davens to Hashem that since this wasn't the people's fault, in other words, they didn't know in advance to make themselves Tahar, or far enough in advance, they've come to rededicate themselves to Hashem. Hashem should forgive them for their sin. They make a seven-day festival, a gathering that's not seen in Yerushalayim since the days of Shlomo HaMelech. And then they add another 7 days of celebrations. And it's interesting, you have dedication, rededication, being brought back to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a constant theme throughout Divrei Hayomim and, of course, Sefer Melachim.